to the Ignition Point, Clayton Bradley Academy's podcast, where every day we're working to help students excel in critical thinking, problem solving, collaboration, and use of our lifelong guidelines and life skills. Today's podcast is with Andrea Larson and Katie Hutchinson, and they're going to continue the discussion from last week where we were talking about ways to get involved with our Torchbearer Fund and the 2013 Society. Today's focus is more on getting involved as a volunteer, as a parent volunteer, either in the classroom or as a volunteer for events and things that we're doing on campus. So we want to join the podcast now with Andrea Larson, Katie Hutchinson, and your host, Kendall Terry. We'd like to welcome to the podcast today Andrea Larson and Katie Hutchinson. Andrea and Katie have been around CBA for a very long time and have done a couple different roles. Currently, art for pre-K through third grade.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And strings, fifth grade through 12th grade.
Yes.
And this year, they started a new role with us, with Andrea working with parent volunteers and Katie working with, what's the title? go ahead and tell me what you call yourself.
I am helping with events and socials.
Okay, helping with events and socials works great. And so that's what they've kind of stepped into this year. And I wanted to have them on the podcast to talk about what they're doing. And for those that are listening, to hopefully connect with them. We're always looking for ways to connect with our community. And so I think this is a great opportunity for that. So, and I didn't realize until we sat down that both of you guys are new for the podcast. So typically, I give a chance for you to introduce yourself to the listening audience. Although if they've been around CBA, they probably know both of you. But we'll give a little bit of an opportunity for that. So as much information as you like to give, Katie, I'll start with you.
Okay. Well, I have been here for about 7 years. This is my seventh year. And I have also taught kindergarten, first and second grade general music. And then I have three children that are here. I have an eighth grader, Miller, and a fifth grader, Garrett, and a third grader, Baylor. And they play sports, they love being involved, and so do I. So it's a lot of fun to be here.
That's awesome. And Andrea?
I started during CBA's second year.
Yeah.
And I've had three kids here. Olivia, Bentley, and Graham. Graham's in pre-K and Bentley's a senior this year.
Yeah.
And I also forgot, I teach a high school class this year.
Yeah.
My clay class, which
has been
really fun. Yeah.
That is, I forget about that one too.
Yeah.
And so that was a new one that we added to the schedule, and several kids signed up for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's been great.
If you want to throw clay,
yeah.
Andrea is the person.
Yeah.
That's one of those classes I would like to take.
Yeah.
I would like to just, can I observe you every time you have that class?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so both of you stepped into kind of a new role with what we're asking you to do this year. And so why don't you start, Katie, by telling a little bit about what you've been doing with this role and kind of some things that are coming up and ways for people to get involved.
We have been doing a lot of different school socials or events, and that's been a lot of fun because we've been meeting new parents. We've been giving them an opportunity to be part of the community with the new parent breakfast that we had. And then we've also been getting prepared for the 5K,
yeah.
Which is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that because it's not only a 5K, it's also going to be the fall festival.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that we can have some vendors here, some different people from the school or family or friends of the students and the families here that would like to either promote their business or they would like to promote what they make or sell. And so it's kind of a makers market, vendors market area. And then we also are going to have the color run, which I think will be so fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be part of that and hopefully get my shirt completely soaked with colors. I think that'll be fun. And then we'll have bounce houses. We'll have, you know, snacks. We'll have, I think we're looking to have a pumpkin patch. I hope that will work out for us. So we're doing that. And just have a really good morning and, you know, first part of the day just to be together as a community and celebrate athletics and have everybody come together in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah. October 26th.
Yes,
that's
October 26th. That'll be that morning.
And so if someone is listening and they do have either they have something they want to sell, they do, you know, crafting or They make things on the side, mm-hmm. Or if they want to do that vendor booth. So how do they get in touch with you to say, I'd like to be involved in that?
We have put some information in the newsletter, and then they can also get in touch with the development department. And we have all the information. There's a QR code. Just everything. I'm pretty sure it's all in the newsletter right now.
Yeah.
Is the best way to find it.
And when all else fails, they can email.
Yes, they can always email.
You know, and they can email you at HutchinsonK@ClaytonBradleyAcademy.org or Ann@SanMassinoA@ClaytonBradleyAcademy.org. Or the easier one, Leanne,
yes.
Which is just Graves L. So
that is the easiest one.
That's
yes.
The easier one to type in for those that are listening and they're going, well, how do I spell either one of those last names? I know I second-guess myself, and I feel like I have spelled mm-hmm. your name correctly, but I've also probably spelled it incorrectly more than once.
I do the same. It happens.
Absolutely. And so that's coming up October 26th, and that's mm-hmm. probably the newest event that we've had, mm-hmm. because we've had the 5K before, but it's been in the spring. We're moving it to the fall, and we're kind of incorporating this whole fall environment, and mm-hmm. I'm excited to kind of celebrate that time of the year. And the cornerstone that we're working on that quarter is athletics. You mentioned mm-hmm. celebrating athletics. And so I'm excited to see what that day ends up being. And I've never done a color run either. So I'm kind of interested to see how that goes. I love participating in the 5K.
I do too.
You know, kind of setting those personal goals mm-hmm. because I know I'm not going to be at the front.
Yeah. So last year was like the best year to even try for the female staff members.
Yeah.
Because we were missing our strongest runners.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able. I kind of hung back with some kids, and you know, I was like, oh, I really wanted to try, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll take it. I'll just finish it. That's my goal. Finish it.
Absolutely. The personal goal of, you know, run the whole time and, you know, try to finish. And like I said, personal best. And really the environment for our 5K at the school is just a lot of fun because it's a lot of community. It's a lot of mm-hmm. kids of all ages and adults of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
I was really surprised last year. We had the oldest runner was... very old. I don't know.
80. I think she was 80-something.
I was thinking it was like 80-something that went and then did the whole thing.
Yes.
And I was like, that is a great mm-hmm. accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a lot of exciting environment just to be a part of. And like I said, it's a lot of fun community mm-hmm. building and seeing that. And Andrea, I know you and your kids have also participated in that. You've got some very strong runners in your family.
Yeah. Bentley's always very competitive.
Yeah.
Graham, on the other hand, he starts out really strong, and then, you know, you come around the corner and you see the finish. It's not nearly the end because you have to.
Right.
But he goes ahead and finishes.
Yeah, finish strong.
As soon as he sees the finish line, he cuts over to it.
That is awesome.
And he's done. And then he goes to the bounce house.
I mean, and in reality, for a preschooler, from the flagpole all the way around where that finish line is, that's a pretty long distance.
It is.
So mm-hmm. that is funny. Maybe that needs to be the path I need to go on. I might have a chance to beat Ryan Lay if I go that way, but I don't know because I don't feel like I got much past that before he was already on his way back. Mm-hmm. You know, we typically do the out and back run, and so you end up passing those individuals a lot of, you know, and a lot of it is very encouraging. You know, the students are encouraging each other. There's a lot of staff encouraging and families mm-hmm. encouraging during mm-hmm. that time. And I was picking with one of the runners last year. I happened to be passing her mom. She was ahead of me. And there was a point that she turned around to see, like, to say something to her mom, and she's, like, running backwards. And I told her mom, that's not a way to make friends. Because she was still in front of me while she was running backwards. I don't know.
That's too funny.
That's not, it was not nice. I know that. But, no, we had, it's a lot of fun. Andrea, you're also working on a new idea. Not that we've not had parent volunteers. Mm-hmm. But it's a new way of organizing. And so some of our families might not realize some of the emails they've gotten of why they've gotten them the way they have. And that's all come from you and what you're building with the Parent Volunteer Program. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. It's been really fun to see the enthusiasm that parents have to help. So what our goal is to have a room parent for each classroom. And so each classroom has a room parent, and they work with me and with their teacher to provide opportunities for everyone in their class to volunteer.
Nice. And so whenever you think about volunteering for a class, I'm sure that looks different as you go from preschool all the way up through 12th grade, because we want parents volunteering and community volunteering and all those levels. Mm-hmm. So what might that look like at like the pre-K, K-1-2 level? And then what does that look like as they kind of progress up through? What are the teachers kind of asking for?
Yes. Well, really, I think all of lower school, probably pre-K through 5, are on a similar boat. They're wanting parents, they're either spending their time, like listening to readers, yeah, or helping out in the classroom, or also organizing parties, events, field studies, that kind of thing. And then the middle school parents, they're also involved in events like that, but it's more like in middle school they have these really big events,
yeah,
that are, seems like once a quarter for sure, these huge events that require a lot of parents to really be there and be involved to even make it happen.
Yeah.
And
a parent that's been on campus whenever they've been doing like the NHD or Explorer, mm-hmm, Vision presentation days, the teachers a lot of times are having to sit in rooms and listen to presentations, but there's a lot of movement happening from kids and adults. And so if those parents aren't there helping that movement, it would be very challenging to just operate out of our staff. So those parents are a huge help to running those,
mm-hmm,
events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what does it look like for high school?
High school, what they're looking for are really, if you think about the high school age, they're at that age, like my son, you know, they're being more independent. And at this age, I think the parents are asked to help facilitate that. So there are a lot of things that kids are wanting to organize, like for their capstone projects.
Yeah.
There's a couple kids wanting to organize an after-school group, and they're willing to be there and to run it, but they need like a sponsor,
yeah,
or an adult. And then there are a lot of the NHS students that are wanting to give tutoring.
Yeah.
And so they also need an adult supervision, or just, you know, another person in the room. So the opportunities for high school parents are, there's still plenty of them there, but they're a little bit more hand, like they need somebody there, but they don't really, you don't have to do,
yeah,
as much. They're just kind of allowing the kids to shine.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
And I know we're always looking for people that are also willing to bring the kind of that real world experience to those students, and so that can look a lot different at the high school level.
Yeah.
But needing those people that will help partner, that will help us with even stuff like partnering to get kids involved in their internship in the 11th grade year, like you said, with Capstone, helping, mm-hmm, partner with that to help those programs and those projects happen. Because if you don't have an adult, sometimes you run into issues of supervision. Sometimes, mm-hmm, you run into an issue of like, oh, that would be a great idea, but we can't have a high schooler supervising a bunch of middle schoolers.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we have to have that happen in a way that we can facilitate it. And,
yeah,
so looking for those volunteers to do that. And then there are some big events that parents can help decorate for or set up for or,
yeah,
tear down for.
For sure.
And we need people to do that. And our community has always been great to help with those things,
mm-hmm,
even before we had this kind of program in place. But now with this program, I think it'll help add some organization to it. And I'm excited to see what that turns into. What kind,
yeah,
of feedback have you gotten so far from those room parents?
They're very excited to help. Yeah, they're ready to go. They want, they're looking for opportunities. And actually, there's one more I should mention, a cool project. And I think that these kind of things will come as teachers get used to it. They'll have ideas like this. But Mr. Hussey, who teaches English in high school, he wants to have a speaker series, and the whole reason this got started was from the need of a student. So a student knows,
nice,
yeah, is a really smart kid that's really not sure what he wants to do when he grows up, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he knows that there's a lot of things out there that he's not aware of, and he knows how many amazing parents we have at the school. And so he went to Mr. Hussey and asked, you know, how can I find out what people do? How can I get ideas for what I might be interested in? And,
yeah,
so Scott's organizing opportunities during their workshop on Tuesdays for speakers to come in. And he wants to keep it very casual, low pressure for parents, and also just, you know, confidential, I think, if maybe for lack of a better word, but just a small group where a parent can come and just really have like a real talk with the kids and kind of tell them more about what they do, either for a career or for a hobby, you know. We have some parents that do really cool things, so
absolutely. And I think that's great. That's another one of those, like you were talking about with Clay, that I'm like, oh, I think I might want to sit in on some of that, because it's fascinating to hear all the different career paths that people take. And it's really hard when you're talking to high school seniors or juniors, sophomores, about what they want to do in life, because they have like these general titles of what they like, you know, right? Like, and we've talked about this before in the podcast, but people will say stuff like, oh, I want to be a doctor, or I want to be an engineer, or but there's that title is actually a broad title that nobody has in that respect. It's some kind of specialty in that field. That's a field to go into, but there's something that you need to specialize in. And so hearing someone speak about what they actually do all day can help, you know, maybe give an idea to somebody that they wouldn't even be thinking about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's a lot of really cool ways out there that people, you know, provide for their families and live and love what they do every day. And it's cool hearing them talk about that love of what they do every day, too, because that's what we want our kids to do, is be in charge of that as they go out and try to figure this out, knowing that when they go to college, you know, very few people enter that world or that realm and stick to what they say they're going to do. You know, there's a lot of pathways to get there.
That's true. Yeah.
And so hearing people come in and talk about that, I love that idea. I think that's great. I think it's a great way for our parents to partner with our high school to say, you know, hey, come in and just talk about what you do. And so that's a great opportunity. Katie, you talked about the Fall Festival. I know that's the most kind of pressing one, October 26th. I know you're working on a lot of things there. But we've also got some other things that are coming throughout the year that people might want to be involved in that you might not have started planning a lot of, but you know are out there. So can you talk a little bit about maybe some of those opportunities for people to get involved?
Well, coming up in November and December, we will invite families to the campus so that they can have holiday lunches with their children and their students. So that will be a lot of fun to have parents helping with that, and then also have people on campus to be part of what we're doing here. And then we will also have our tailgate, which will be fun, before one of our games. And then moving forward into next semester, we're going to have bingo night, which is always a huge hit with everybody.
I didn't realize how competitive I was at bingo.
I know.
Until I started playing and really was wanting that right number to pop up on the screen. It never did for me.
Well, I loved it last year because my kids won a few times. I won something. It was a lot of fun. I loved yelling bingo really, really loudly.
I mean, like I said, it's got a room full of people. It's completely by chance.
Yes.
But if I could have manipulated it in some way, I would have. But I couldn't. You know, I just had to hope for my number to pop up there.
Yeah, and it was so hard to choose your prize, too. So maybe you'll know what that's like this year. I don't know. I don't think I get to play this year. And then I know that there will be the winter dance for the high school.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be a fun event, which we will definitely want parents to help us set up and decorate and tear down for that one. And then on April 25th, we will have our culmination for our fundraising for the year, where we will have our Ignite the Night banquet and fundraiser. And this is the Torchbearer Fund, where we have been promoting our fundraising throughout the year. And it's a wonderful event. It's up at the lodge, and the weather has always been perfect.
We've always gotten really lucky.
It's been amazing. And there will be music. There's a silent auction. People can sponsor tables. And it's a wonderful night to just visit with people, have an enjoyable time, spending time with the community of CBA.
Absolutely.
And finding out what we are doing here. And it really is a lot of fun.
And, you know, it's a great environment for people to just to interact with other CBA community members. So sometimes it's families, but it's also businesses that partner with the school that'll sponsor tables and stuff too. So it's just a lot of people that are connected to the school, and it's a great environment to socialize and interact. And then we celebrate a lot of things about CBA that night. And so to see that, typically we have strings playing as people walk in, and We'll have some highlights that we'll talk about throughout the evening. So I think it's going to be an exciting event. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of a new thing this year. It used to be in the fall, and now it's in the spring. So we kind of flipped that in the 5K. And so it's a great way to end that push for the Torchbearer Fund for this year. And so I'm excited mm-hmm. to see that come about. One of the things you mentioned were the holiday meals. And, Andrea, I know this connects to that parent volunteer side. We've got the upper school that'll happen before Thanksgiving and the lower school that happens then in December. We flip those each year. And so this year, that's the process. And so when we're talking about needing parent volunteers for that, what are some things that parents could help us do for those two meals?
I think we're going to have the lower school parents volunteer at the upper school luncheon and vice versa.
Yeah,
so
nice.
That, yeah, so that when, you know, it's their student, they can be with their student and
yeah.
enjoy that event. And then for the other event, help with setting up. It's always, it always looks really nice. We have some cute decor to put out.
Yeah.
And I think usually admin serves, so...
They do. Yeah,
yeah, that's always fun. You guys have some cute aprons.
We need to update them, but yes. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And so just needing parents to help with that, like you said, I think it's a great opportunity for lower school to volunteer for the upper school, and so that
mm-hmm.
those upper school families can just enjoy those meals with
mm-hmm.
their kids, and
mm-hmm.
then vice versa, the upper school volunteering while the lower school are enjoying that time with their kids. That's a great way for our community, once again, to give back to
mm-hmm.
you know, each other.
Yeah.
And help serve each other. And so... We're looking for parent volunteers to help with that and to volunteer in that way, because it's a lot that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
when you kind of walk in and it looks great and everything's set up, but somebody has to be there to help put that stuff out, and then somebody has to be there to help take that stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting some parents to step in and help with that will be a great thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the big thing that we're looking at this year, really with both of you guys, is we want our community to be more involved. We want them, we talk about when they drive on campus, we want them to get out of their cars, right? And we want them to have a positive impact for the kids, but a positive mm-hmm. impact for our whole community. Because when that's happening, everybody is better, right? Whenever we're getting that, whether it's you're coming in to read to a classroom, or you're helping a big event or a fundraising event, those things lifts everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of a couple people trying to lift the whole community, it's allowing the whole community a chance to volunteer, to step in, to say, let's make this thing better. We just saw Grandparents Day last week, and
mm-hmm.
You know, there was a ton of volunteers helping run that event, and it turned out to be a huge success, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had 300 and some grandparents mm-hmm. on campus, which is a lot of grandparents to move about on
mm-hmm.
campus. And when you walk around, when you look at pictures, I mean, people were just having a blast. Those
mm-hmm.
grandparents and special friends were having a blast with their kids, seeing the school, seeing what they were doing, meeting teachers. And it was just a great environment. That only happens when you have good volunteers stepping up and either helping direct people to park a car, or helping get people signed in, or just helping show people which direction they should be going. It all impacts in a great way. And so looking for ways to say, how can I help this community be better than what it would be if it was just the small handful of people that are doing everything?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some other people involved. And so I think it's great what both of you are doing, and looking for ways to interact with our community, reaching our community. And so if you're looking to get involved, Andrea and Katie can plug you into an event or plug you into a classroom. And so reach out to them and let them know that you're available, and let's see what we can do. Let's see how we can get you involved. So thank you both for sitting down.
Thank you. You're welcome.
This has been The Ignition Point, Clayton Bradley Academy's podcast, where every day we work to help students excel through critical thinking, problem solving, collaboration, and use of our lifelong guidelines and life skills. If you'd like to find out more about our school, you can do so through our webpage, www.claytonbradleyacademy.org, through our social media sites, at Clayton Bradley Academy or at CBA STEM. If you'd like to look for ways to volunteer in our classrooms, you can reach out to Andrea Larson at larsona@claytonbradleyacademy.org. Or if you'd like to be involved in some of our fundraising events and socials, you can get in touch with Katie Hutchinson at hutchinsonk@claytonbradleyacademy.org. We hope you have a wonderful day.